This is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney, your man with the beret. Have a beret on today. I think it looks rather dapper. In fact, I can't wait till Harry comes in. I want to show it to him. I always like berets. This is, as I said, a comedy program called Knock on Wood. And to prove that to you, we have Bob Livingston doing a wonderful song called Wild Dog. Bill Cosby telling this story about playing handball at the Y. David Polanski singing about an animal, which he does so well. And we're waiting for Harry. We're going to start off with Tiny Tim. This is from his big hit-selling record, God Bless Tiny Tim. Tiny Tim was a wild character. He had developed such a great, eccentric character back in the 60s. Remember when he got married on The Tonight Show and Johnny Carson was host? They said that it was, I think, the second most watched Tonight Show ever. Well, this one is him doing a Sonny and Cher song, I Got You, Babe, and he's doing both parts.
And now, because you've all been so sweet, another duet for you. They say we're young and we don't know, won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know, I guess it's true, 'cause you got me, and baby, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned, our money's always spent. Well, I don't know, we ain't got no plot. Still, I'm sure all the love we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. When I'm sad, you're a clown. When I get scared, you're always around. Some people say your hair's too long. I don't care. With you I can't go wrong. So put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can climb. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
I think if anyone ever doubted that Tiny Tim was putting people on a little bit, that proves it. I met Tiny Tim a few times, actually. I opened for him when he was playing up in this area, and I got to talk to him backstage. Very nice fella. Very nice, very pleasant. I always liked his music, as eccentric as it was. But then again, we play a lot of eccentric music on this show, don't we? Well, I hope Harry comes in soon. I have this beret. I want to show him, and I kind of miss him. I haven't seen him much today. Oh, here he is. Hey, Harry!
Hey, Steve!
You like my new hat?
Yeah, it's all right.
That's all you can say about it? It's all right?
Well, Steve, it's not that much of a hat, is it? I mean, it's a black beret. Pretty basic.
I thought it was nice.
No, no, Steve, this hat I have here is much better. See, look, it's a beret, but it's blue. And has a feather in it. Let me stick it on my head here.
You know, it really bugs me that you always try to one-up me. Well, I'm not going to let that happen this time, boy. You think your blue beret with the feather is so neat? Well, let's see you match this one, huh?
Hey, where'd you get that at?
Same place you got yours.
It's not so great.
Yeah, it's better than your beret. First of all, look, it's day-glow orange. Second of all, it has diamond studs all over it. And third of all, it has three feathers instead of your one. And it fits like a glove.
Well, now, if it would only fit like a hat. You know, I usually let you have your way, Steve. But this time you've gone too far. If you think you're going to show me up that easily, you're sadly mistaken. I was being polite before with that blue beret. But I see, if you want to talk hats, I may have to pull all the stops out.
Well, what's that?
It's not a beret, Steve. It's a pillbox hat. See the crystal hanging from the rim? I got that from a chandelier that used to hang in Buckingham Palace. And you'll notice that the pillbox part of the hat is transparent. It's made of glass. And inside there are real pills in it. Add that to a bright red and green swirl that goes all around the outside of the hat, and I think you've got a chapeau that I would say is quite fashionable and puts your pathetic little beret to shame.
Yeah. That hat is about as plain as a brown paper bag.
How can you say that?
Well, it's all relative. Put it next to this one.
Hey, where were you hiding that hat?
My little secret hat. Take your hat off.
Yeah?
I wouldn't call this a pillbox hat, Harry. This is more like a jewelry box hat. See, you open up the box on top of the hat and the jewels are inside. Take a look at that, huh?
Is that a ruby?
Yes, that's a ruby. Right next to it, you have a sapphire. Then you have the horns on either side of it. There's this one. And you have one on the other side. Then the original Toulouse-Lautrec first edition print is mounted on the back. And see, look at these three small egret eggs, uncooked and delicately poised, sit on the rim. This, my friend, is a hat. How do I look in it?
Mundane, if you ask me, Steve. It might be a hat that a workman might wear after a hard day in the coal mines. But you've obviously never seen a real hat with glass, or you wouldn't have dared to don that one. Here, Steve, I'll show you a hat. Your miserable little jewelry box hat can't compare to my refrigerator box hat. I think I might need a little help putting this on my head, Steve. Here we go. If I sit still, I can balance it just right. See, Steve, I have a real refrigerator in that box. Granted, it's small, but it's well-stocked in case I get hungry when taking long walks in the park with it. And perched on the front of it is a dartboard, you know, in case the person I'm walking with gets bored.
What if she misses the dartboard?
Well, that's okay, Steve, because the darts are made out of vegetable. They don't hurt, and I get to eat them if she hits me in the face by accident.
You know, I should be impressed, but I'm not. I have another hat here I'd like you to see, but it's outside. Why don't we play a recording while I get it?
Fine with me, Steve. In the meantime, I may just open up the fridge and get a bite to eat here.
Let's listen to, Whale Dog, Bob Livingston.
The other day, a short last, happy as a lark, I was strolling through my hometown park, not a care did I have to my name, when a stray dog came up and spoke to me, and I'll never be the same. Listen, brother, to what he sings. He dreamed of bigger things. Dog is my body, dog's my mind, a dog's what I be, a dog should be free. You can't keep down a sailor dog who longs to go to sea. Yo ho, he longs to go to sea. Every time someone pets my head, must I lick the hand? Need I wag my tail? How long must I remain a dog? I'd rather be a whale. Why should I keep on making turns around stupid stakes? Oh, for heaven's sake, a tail was meant to greatly churn vast waterfalls in its wake. Yo ho, waterfalls in his wake. Tired I am of smelling so foul. At night must I howl, be home of the fleas. When will I blow cloud-topping spray down for glorious seas? I'd go as fast as anyone, and the wind would feel fine and blow down my spine. I'd go to worlds nobody knows, sounding depths of the brine. A whale be my body, whale my mind. A whale is for me, a whale I shall be. You can't keep down a sailor dog who longs to swim the sea. Yo ho, he longs to swim the sea. I'm fed up with the biting of ticks, chewing on a bone, cringing from a stone. Someday tall ships will be my sticks as I ride on the foam. Yo ho, as he rides on the foam. I've seen chums lying down on the ground, running in a dream, hunting for something. The day will come when great sea hounds are splashing through the green. Whale be my body, whale my mind, a whale is for me, a whale I shall be. You can't keep home a whaling dog who longs to swim the sea. Yo ho, he longs to swim the sea.
I'm a nine-banded armadillo, and I can roll myself into a ball. You can find me in the States along the Gulf of Mexico, where the people all say y'all. My habitat's expanding kind of slowly to the north, but I don't tolerate a freeze at all. I'm a nine-banded armadillo, and I can roll myself into a ball. If I'm in trouble, roll myself into a ball.
Yee-haw!
I'm a nine-banded armadillo. Little bugs are my favorite food. I can hear them crawling round underneath the ground, 'cause my hearing's extraordinarily good. Arm and armor plated four-legged mammal, I'm only 6 or 7 inches tall. I'm a nine-banded armadillo, and I can roll myself into a ball. Armadillo, armadillo, can dig like a backhoe. It drives the worms wacko, but you'd never wanna use me for a pillow. I'm a nine-banded armadillo, and I'm older than Adam and Eve. I possess a pair of claws and another pair of paws, and I can burrow like you wouldn't believe. But I'm peaceful as opposed to pugnacious. I've never been in a barroom brawl. I'm a nine-banded armadillo, and I can roll myself into a ball. Don't take me bowling, roll myself into a ball. It makes me dizzy, roll myself into a ball. I'm so well-rounded, roll myself into a ball. Are you astounded? Roll myself into a ball.
David Polansky, doing some animal songs. Well, that was the armadillo. That was the armadillo song. For that, Bob Livingston. Well, dog, and this is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. If you're tuning into the show late, you've caught Harry and I in the middle of a hat competition. Well, he wasn't happy with my black beret, so he showed me his blue one with a feather. Of course, I couldn't let him one-up me like that, so I took out the beret I wear when sauntering around town. You know, the one with the diamond studs and the three feathers that stay glow orange? Well, he came back with his pillbox hat that had crystal and real pills in the transparent bottle on top, and I countered with a jewelry box hat that had an original Toulouse-Lautrec print and horns on the side, and, well, he came back with his refrigerator hat, the one with a well-stocked refrigerator and dartboard on the top. Well, Harry, I know you think your hat is so fancy and all, but after I take this hat out of the box, I'm afraid even you'll agree who the hat king is in this relationship.
Steve, it doesn't look like it's going to be a very big hat.
Oh, I see. You think size is the ultimate judge of who has a nicer hat. Well, that's obviously a sign of your taste. Size has nothing to do with this one. Look at this there, huh?
Well, what is that?
It's a hat with a hologram on top of it. The hologram is me wearing a hat with a hologram on top of it. And that hat has a hologram of me wearing a hologram on top of it. And again, ad infinitum. Looks pretty on my head, doesn't it, huh? And once you... add the slide whistle that's mounted on the left side. It goes right down to my mouth. And the alarm clock on the right side. I think you got a pretty good hat. Oh, by the way, don't forget the original Hope Diamond that sits in the front. That's worth about $25 million. I think you have a hat that would be difficult to compete with, Harry.
Oh, is that the best you could do? Let me show you a real hat, Steve. Your hat will be faded for the dustbin after you see this one. Here. Look at this, Steve. Take a look at this one, huh?
Doesn't look that impressive. What's that on the top?
What's that on the top, Steve? It's a particle accelerator, also commonly known as an atom smasher. You know, the Fermi Labs near Chicago, the one that's 4 miles around and accelerates atoms to almost the speed of light in order to see what they're made up of after they collide? Well, this does the exact same thing, but, well, it's a lot smaller. It cost over $1 billion to make, and scientists from all over the world covered my hat. You see, you drop the atom into this chute here, Steve, and you turn on the machine. Within seconds, the hat starts rotating at incredible speeds. Soon the atom is split, the components drop down into this barrel here. Muons, neutrinos, all the quarks and leptons. Here's the mustard and the bread, Steve. I just spread a little on a tasty quark, pop it in my mouth, and have quite a tasty little snack.
How does a quark taste?
Sort of like chicken. You want a bite?
No, thanks. Well, if I was an average person on the street, I might be impressed. But since I happen to be a hat aficionado, your pitiful attempt at impressing our listening audience is, well, it's rather sad. I have a hat here that is so mind-blowing that it makes your hat look like a yarmulke.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Take a look.
It's your black beret, the one you started off with.
Oh, sure. It looks like a simple black beret because that's all you can see. But perched on top of this beret, like a statue on a pedestal, is an entire universe with 100 billion galaxies, each containing a trillion stars.
Go on!
I'm serious, Harry. You can't see it, because it's all happening in the eighth dimension. If you had another sense that could detect the eighth dimension, well, you would recognize this to be the most mind-blowing hat you've ever seen. And this eighth dimension universe is expanding, so it's quite a light show. Fortunately, I do have that sense, and, well, I enjoy this hat quite a bit. Unfortunately, in about 10 million years, the universe on this hat will have expanded to the point where, well, it'll be as big as New York City, and it'll be a lot harder to wear. But for now, the hat in the universe comes in medium to large, just the right size for my head. So I think I won the hat contest, didn't I, Harry? What's that?
Uh-oh, Steve.
What?
I think we both lost the hat contest.
What do you mean?
Stop moving around up there. You're making my hat tilt.
You mean...
That's right, Steve. This whole radio program is someone's hat. Don't move, Steve. He might get upset, and who knows what'll happen.
Quiet up there.
Now here's a little song of unrequited love. Actually, maybe it's requited love. Never knew what it meant anyhow. But the song goes like this. You put a piece of carbon paper under your heart and gave me just a copy of your love. Each dove and pigeon all know who got the original. Darling, can't you see what you mean to me? Oh, how you fooled me with those giggles, winks, and nudges. The love that you gave me was a duplicate with smudges. 'Cause you put a piece of carbon paper under your heart and gave me just a copy of your love. Was a duplicate with smudges. 'Cause you put a piece of carbon paper under your heart and gave me just a copy of, gave me just a copy of, gave me just a second sheet of love. Oops.
I play at the Y quite a bit, and I don't like old guys, especially when it comes to sports. I like the Y because it doesn't cost a lot of dough, but the old people always over there want to play on your team. And I don't like them on my basketball team. They're the last guys down on the fast break. They forget your name a lot. They're just no fun. I mean, they go half court and then they stop. And they want a halftime after they get a rebound. And they shoot and grab their side and all things like that. I just don't care for them. This one time I was playing handball. We have a four-wall court in the Y. And I love to play in the Y, mainly because they don't allow any cursing. You'd be surprised how that speeds the game up. And I was playing some handball just by myself, waiting for some young guys to come, you know. And this old man came on my court. So old, he had on the original Y uniform with the Hebrew letter Y on his shorts. How about a game? You gotta be nice to old people. They ain't gonna be here too long or nothing like that. So you be nice to them. You say, okay, Pop, go ahead. Here you are. We'll play, just you and I. You go ahead and serve. And I showed them to the line. And Pop in his old gloves with hair on them and everything. And he served. And I went back and let one go about half speed. Just old man, don't want to give him a cardiac arrest or nothing. I let one go. And he just looked and saw it hit on the front wall, didn't pay any attention to it, and walked over to a spot. And just where he stopped, that's where the ball bounced. Didn't even move his arm. Just hit it with his wrist. This far from the floor. Looked around at me and said, one nothing. So I just said, serve the ball. Let's serve the ball. So now I figure this time I'm going to let Dad know who's boss on this court. No more halfways or nothing like that. I'm going to cut one on him. I don't care where he goes after this shot. I'm not responsible for him. And he served. And I went back and grabbed it and let one go up in the ceiling. Old man just walked to a spot. Didn't even move his arm. Just... two, nothing. I didn't count. Just served the damn ball. No cursing in the wild. Beat me 21-3. 70-90-year-old man beat me 21-3. Never even broke sweat.
Well, this is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Well, Harry and I have been having this hat contest, and well, we both thought we had some fairly wild hats. Hats with holograms on them, particle accelerators, you know, atom colliders. Whole universe is expanding in the eighth dimension right on top of a little hat. But before that last recording, we discovered that someone has one-up both of us. We ourselves are on top of someone's hat.
Pipe down up there. I knew I shouldn't have bought this hat at the thrift store.
Harry, this is so weird. How can this happen? What kind of stupid question is that? What do you mean, how can this happen? You didn't ask that question when I was wearing a billion-dollar atom collider. You didn't ask that question when you'd gotten hold of the Hope Diamond. Suddenly you're asking, how can this happen? It's a dumb radio show, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Look, Steve, I'm going to crawl over to the rim of the hat and see what this fella looks like.
Be careful. Don't fall off.
If I do, I just hope he's sitting down, so I'll fall into his lap. If he's standing, it'll be a lot further to fall. Yes, Steve, I see his face. Man, he's ugly.
Stop yelling up there. Why did I let the clerk convince me that a radio show would be fashionable and chic? I was happy with my woolen cap.
Hand me that feather for my blue beret, Steve.
Well, what are you going to do?
Tickle him.
That's not a good idea, Harry. Look, I think it's going to be a big mistake, but...
All right, here you go. There's the feather.
All right. Tickle, tickle, tickle! Tickle, tickle, tickle! Steve, I can only reach his forehead. It's a pretty wide rim. Tickle, tickle, tickle!
Hey,
This guy is mean!
Come back here, Harry. Leave well enough alone.
Well enough? Well enough? We're perched on top of some clown's hat, and you think this is well enough? We're in deep trouble, Steve. Deep trouble.
Why?
Because I'm looking at this script and, well, I don't see a very good ending to this dilemma.
Well, what do you mean?
Look what you wrote here. Giant man grabs hat with Steve and Harry on it and twirls it like a frisbee off his head, smashing into far wall and ending show. I don't think I like that so much.
Well, I'm sorry, Harry. I just couldn't think of any other way to finish this up.
How about the man quietly lays hat on table and walks away forever?
Just doesn't have the right oomph.
Oh, the one you wrote will have oomph all right.
How many times am I going to tell you to be quiet?
Put on your seatbelt, Harry. We're going with the one I wrote.
It is your show, Steve. You could change it if you wanted to. It's not too late.
It's too late now, Harry. There's no time. Strap yourself in.
Darn it. I get sick being spun around like a frisbee.
No, you don't.
What do you mean, no, I don't? I should know if I get sick or not.
No, you shouldn't. You're a dummy. You don't have human feelings like that.
Well, there you go, running rings around me logically again. But if I upchuck in your lap, don't say I didn't warn you.
Look, we're getting to that part in the script where the giant throws his hat, so start hanging on. Why don't you put your hat on, just sort of as a, you know, way of tying the whole thing together.
Well, which hat should I be wearing?
Put on the one with the crystal chandeliers from Buckingham Palace.
Oh, this one's the, yeah, I like this. Okay, which one are you going to wear?
I think I'm going to wear the one with the horns.
Can I honk the horn?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Oh, can I honk the other one?
Yeah, go ahead. Kind of neat, huh?
Yeah, Steve, your hat is pretty neat.
Yours is, too, I got to admit it. Well, okay. Hang on.
All right, that does it. I've been listening to that yammering long enough. It's driving me crazy, you two talking up there. I'm going to put my woolen cap back on and get rid of this piece of garbage. I can't believe she sold me this hat.
Here goes, Har.
Yikes!
Knock on Wood is produced at the Knock on Wood Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show is written and produced by Steve Charney. Visit his website at stevecharney.com. You can see lots of videos, links to his Facebook page, YouTube channel, and email him with your questions. He also has lots of CDs, DVDs, and books on the website. Steve is available to perform to your school, theater, library, party, or hat contest. SteveCharney.com.